Good morning and welcome to your morning conversation. I'm Patty Hawley. KXCV has been informing and entertaining listeners with news programs, specialty programs, and a variety of music, including classical music, for the past 50 years. For many people, pronouncing the names of the composers and performers and the terms used in classical music can be challenging. This can be especially true when you're a 19- or 20-year-old student announcer who might be hearing these words for the first time while also trying to learn how to make sure each program and piece of music is aired properly on a radio station. Longtime volunteer for KXCV-KRNW, Channing Horner, has been working with the many student announcers who have passed through this station's doors. I spoke with Channing recently about his work with those students and how it all began.
Very shortly after you went on the air, you'd been going for a while, I would occasionally cross paths with Mrs. Cushman on campus and mention that somebody'd had trouble with a particular pronunciation, and she puzzled about what we could do about that. And then she came up with the idea that I should come over once in a while and mark up pronunciations on record jackets back when they were 12-inch LPs, and we could have some space on which we could mark those things. So we did that for a while, and then that evolved into doing things directly in conjunction with students as part of the weekly workshop. So it started pretty early, but not in the very first days.
Tell me about your background. What makes you qualified to actually help with the pronunciations?
Well, the main qualifications, I guess, are that I taught Spanish and French, so I had developed an ear for languages and thought it made a difference to get things right. And I also had a background in music. I had started playing clarinet the summer after I was in third grade and played all the way through school, and then went to an awful lot of concerts while I was a student at Oberlin. I was not in the conservatory, for heaven's sakes. I certainly was not that quality, but had a lot of music in the background. So I was accustomed to hearing those words and was interested in getting it right.
And you were teaching at Northwest, is that right?
Taught Spanish and French, mostly, a few other things along the way, for a total of 39 years here.
So you have a lot of background in foreign languages, which helps you, I would assume, transcribe all of these pronunciations.
Yeah, well, as graduate students, of course, we had to have a crash course in German. So in addition to the Spanish and French that I took as major and minor, I had a little bit of background in German. And we also had to have a course in Portuguese, so I had that. And if you've had French and Spanish, you can get onto the notions of Italian pretty quickly. So that covered a lot of the area that we would be concerned with in classical music at that time. Nowadays, we're into performers from a greater variety of countries, so there's some additional challenges.
How do you go about finding pronunciations for some of these languages that you're not that familiar with?
Fortunately, these days, we have an immense number of available resources. The most helpful is the WOI pronunciation guide. And then after that, when there are things that are too new to be in their guide, there are a lot of online pronunciations of more recent performers, particularly. For my choice, the problem with those is that they're mostly recorded pronunciations, which are very accurate, but I wish they'd do them a little more slowly sometimes, and I would be very happy if they also had a print transcription of it so that I could be sure I was really capturing things correctly. But between the two of us, you and me, we can listen to those things and come to some agreement about how we think we should present them.
Now, you say you started out by transcribing names and titles on record jackets. How did it develop to what it is today? And explain to me what it is you do today to help the students.
Well, from putting them on the record jackets, then it got to, all right, let's see if I can figure out a consistent system of doing the transcription without involving any special characters, without involving anything that everybody didn't have on the computer keyboard, because at that point, not everybody had everything that you could do on computer keyboards so readily, and not everybody learned how to read in a national phonetic alphabet. So we had to do it in basic syllables that would be just use normal alphabetic characters. So after I was working with it for a while, I began to develop what is now our single page of syllable pronunciations that we go over frequently in the workshops. And then we actually got into a stage of working up a list of names and people and works that would come up by language, and we would go over those in the workshops with students a few at a time each week, so that maybe they got an inkling of how things worked in German, how things worked in Spanish, how they worked in Italian. And now it's evolved into just working with list of words that you've worked up that might come up in the week, and the musical entree scripts that we've go over individually with the students who are doing those things. So it's been kind of a constant evolution of what might be most helpful to students.
You've been working with our students for many years. Has anything changed with the students and how you're able to help them?
If anything has changed, it's probably that more of them come with not much background in music and maybe not much background in language, but they mostly are eager to improve. And one of the things that I enjoy is that if we follow a given person through the years that person is on the air, we can hear the improvements as they grow in their experience.
You've been volunteering for such a long time, and a lot of times people will volunteer for a couple of years, and then they'll find some other thing to volunteer with. But you've stuck with this for years. What keeps you coming back?
Well, since retirement, one of the things that keeps me coming back is that it's one way to retain some association with students, and that's good. I guess somewhere along the line, I just got interested in the whole radio phenomenon. And I guess the other thing is, I've sometimes said this in workshop, I do this in order to avoid pain. I really don't like to be eating dinner and want to cough something up because somebody totally muffed a pronunciation. So if we can get to them ahead of time and avoid my pain on that, it's a good thing. But really, it's been fulfilling to work with students through the years and to get to know a great variety of students and figure out where they're coming from and what we can do that'll be most helpful to them.
Well, I can assure you that the students don't want to go through that pain of mispronouncing those words as well. And they don't like to get the calls from us saying, uh-oh, here's how you really pronounce that.
Fortunately, we can avoid a good bit of that. But, you know, anybody who has tried to stand in front of people and read anything knows that there are times when your tongue just gets tangled and you don't say what you knew perfectly well you wanted to say. I've had that experience when I'm trying to read something out of the newspaper or off the news screen when we're sitting at breakfast, and it's perfectly ordinary words and I can't get my mouth around them sometimes. So we have to have a certain amount of sympathy for people who are sitting in front of all that equipment that would elevate my pulse rate just to look at it and then have to say it in front of God and everybody on the air.
It is quite a bit different for the students to say it when their microphone is open and they're introducing a piece of music than it is when we're in our workshops and working one-on-one with these students. So, but Channing, you have impacted many students over the years, and I appreciate it very much, what you did for me as a student, but also what you do for all of the students that we work with here. So I appreciate all of your help with that, and I'm sure our listeners appreciate all of the help that you've put in as well.
Well, and I think from my end, I appreciate having the excellent service that we've had for 50 years from the station. I was interested that Raleigh observed that when we went on the air, not many people in the area had FM tuners. And I actually came with an FM tuner that I had built in my junior year as an undergrad. So I was ready for something to be good on the air. We really needed it. And lo and behold, we've had it for these 50 years, and it's been excellent service.
That was KXCV KRNW volunteer Channing Horner. For your morning conversation, I'm Patty Hawley.